Heart and Humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10 off, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say goodbye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10 off to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump holding talks with Ukraine's President Zelensky, the president pushing for Russia to end the war in Ukraine, telling reporters he had a good talk with Russia's leader yesterday, and also mentioned Ukraine could get long-range missiles.
We're going to be talking about Tomahawks, and would much rather have them not need Tomahawks, would much rather have the war be over.
The president says he'll meet with Russia's president in Hungary in the coming weeks. A royal fallout for Prince Andrew, putting out a statement today that he's giving up his title and honors. Andrew says it comes after a discussion with King Charles and his family about ongoing accusations that distract from the work of His Majesty and the royal family. Andrew continues to face allegations of maintaining ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He'll still be able to use the title of Prince. It's day 17 of the government shutdown. Down Senate lawmakers returning Monday, hopefully to take up another vote on a stopgap measure. This is ABC News. In Los Angeles County, health officials are now investigating the possible local spread of a more severe strain of what's known as Mpox.
Earlier this week, health officials here reported the first U.S. case of a more severe strain of Mpox, previously known as monkeypox, in a person with no travel history. Now, two more cases have been reported in L.A. County. No clear link between them has been identified. Contact tracing is being done to identify additional cases and sources of the infection. It produces flu-like symptoms followed by rash. It's often spread through sexual activity. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Two bright green comets streaming through the skies, and it could be visible in the northern hemisphere if clouds don't interfere in the next week. The comets are from the outer edges of our solar system, well beyond Pluto. Comet Lemon will have the closest brush with Earth on or around Tuesday. The other, Swan, could have its flyby by Earth on Monday. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Right now at the Home Depot, shop fall savings and get up to 40% off select appliances like Samsung. Upgrade your kitchen this fall with the Samsung Bespoke 4-Door Refrigerator. Now featuring the dual auto ice maker with sphere ice. Only at the Home Depot. You'll have perfectly chilled drinks for every gathering. Don't miss fall appliance savings at the Home Depot. Offer valid October 2nd through October 22nd. U.S. only. See store online for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Wisconsin is again ending the budget year with more money than it expected.
The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state government will end the year with a general fund surplus of over $4.5 billion, about $270 million more than expected. The state brought in over $22 billion in taxes, up about 5% from last year. Governor Tony Evers says he's looking forward to making smart and strategic investments with that surplus. Republican State Representative and Legislative Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne says Republicans are responsible for the surplus by refusing to pass Governor Evers' budget proposals. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers wants to move forward with ambitious plans for Wisconsin prisons. The Democratic governor wants Republicans on the State Building Commission to sign off on $15 million set aside by the legislature that would allow the Department of Corrections to move ahead with the $535 million plan he introduced as part of his budget in February. Among other things, the plan would close the aging and overcrowded Green Bay Correctional Institution, renovate and repurpose several other facilities, and expand the number of inmates eligible for the Corrections Department's Earned Release Program. The Building Commission meets at the end of October. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny says he's ready to move on from this week's City Ethics Board decision against him.
Denny said while he doesn't agree with every conclusion that the four-member board reached, he is very pleased that the city of Wausau can move on from the issue. The ethics investigation into the mayor's handling of a municipal drop box that the city clerk had intended to use to collect absentee ballots started with a complaint filed in January and lasted into October, well past the one-year mark of the action in question, which occurred September of 2024. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Partly sunny throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have a 40% chance of a shower or storm. Highs mid-70s. South winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. Highs upper 60s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas. Mondovi boys football tonight. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at our website.
The grain markets caught a bid early this week and put together a string of higher closes in the middle of the Midwest harvest. Corn, soybeans, and wheat futures all ended on the plus side of unchanged. Today, it was a different story in the livestock. Lean hogs were slightly lower, fat cattle sharply lower, and feeder cattle were limit down.
Live delivering our final words of this week via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we look to the University of Minnesota Extension Professor and Marketing Specialist, Ed Usett. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
Yeah, the U.S. Farm Report College Roadshow taking us to the University of Minnesota this week. So, you know, it. I like doing that for a couple of reasons, but one of them is that we get an opportunity to talk with an old friend, Ed Usett, up there at the University of Minnesota. Looking forward to the conversation with Ed. Hey, welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us this afternoon as we try to bring some clarity to a kind of a volatile week in the markets. And you look at the chart for corn, the daily corn chart, and you think there is no way that that is the corn chart from the middle of October with what is going on in the Corn Belt. A really nice string of higher closes, low range open, high range close in that corn market for the past four sessions. It was that was a nice price performance in there, no question about it. And hey, you know, it's been absolutely phenomenal what has been going on in the cattle trade. Setback here at the end of the week, it had some long liquidation that was triggered in there, but boy, it has been an eventful week, no question about it. All right, buddy, should we hit it and wrap things up for the week?
Let's do this. Wheat futures remain caught in a long-term downtrend, but price pressure stalled the second half of this week. December soft red winter wheat futures traded to a new contract low on Tuesday, but rejected lower trade and turned it into short covering gains the past two sessions. Front month SRW closed near the high of the week. There are few crop worries for major wheat producers, and conditions in the U.S. Central Plains are encouraging seeding and helping with the establishment of the hard red winter wheat crop. December HRW futures closed back on top of resistance at 490 for the first time since October 8. December HRW wheat futures today 2¾ higher, 491½. December SRW wheat up a penny and a quarter to 503¾. December spring wheat closed at 548½. That's down a penny on the day.
Yeah, December soft red winter wheat futures on the week up 5¼ cents. December HRW up 8½ cents. And then December spring wheat futures down 3¼. So a little bit of spread action in between the flavors there this week. But, boy, the HRW clearly led the way to the upside.
Well, December corn futures posted a fourth consecutive higher close. Each day of the rally featured a low-range open and a high-range close. Some light pre-weekend hedge pressure pulled December futures back from session highs on today's close. Still, December corn on the weekly chart chip posted an outside trading week with a low range open and a high range close. That's a positive sign that selling has been exhausted, yeah, at least for the short term. From Tuesday's low at 409¼, front month corn rallied 15½ cents. Some harvest delays caused by Corn Belt rains and a lack of farmer selling helped push corn futures to the upside. Trade issues are a cap on price gains in corn, but signs of good corn export demand helped push prices higher. December corn futures today 0.75 cents higher at 422½. March corn up a penny, 436½. May corn futures closed at 445. That's up 1¼ cents.
Some bull spread movement this week in the corn market. December corn on the week up 9½ cents. March corn on the week up 7½ cents, and there was some basis improvement in some areas of the Corn Belt. So we'll talk with Ed about that, try to figure out what it's telling us.
December soybean meal futures opened steady on session lows and rallied to close above 280 for the first time since September 22.
Man.
December bean oil was also higher today, but has been choppy the past three sessions. November soybean futures opened Monday near the low of the week and ended today near the high of the week. Soybean harvest is progressing rapidly in the Corn Belt with a few delays, but bean movement has been slower than expected. That's raised speculation that farmers are storing this year's bean crop, or that this year's bean crop is not quite as big as estimated in September by USDA. President Trump's comments on trade with China this week showed the bean market remains sensitive to trade-driven headlines. Today, November beans 8¾ higher, 10.19½. Jan beans up 8¼ to 10.36¾. March beans closed at 10.50¾, up 7 cents today.
Okay, November soybeans on the week up 12¾ cents. January beans up 13½. Not too bad, as we've been talking about, in the middle of the Midwest harvest. It felt like soybean meal was the leader to the upside all week in that soy complex. And on the week, December soybean meal did gain $6, $6 a ton. December bean oil was up 116 points. That gain in the bean oil market is 2.32%. The gain in soybean meal was 2.18%. So soybean oil led it this week.
Well, cotton futures made a nice move to the upside to end today near the high of the week. December cotton today up 55 points, 64.28.
Oh, do you want to know what happened on the week? December cotton on the week, harvest and everything, up 44 points on the week. It was good to finally get a higher close on the week.
Well, December live cattle futures gapped lower, rallied to fill the gap, and then fell sharply to close near the low of the week. November feeder cattle futures gapped lower and did not come close to filling the gap before ending on the low of the week. President Trump's comments about having a plan to bring beef prices down triggered today's aggressive long liquidation. Boxed beef trade didn't get the memo. Movement was outstanding this morning at 139 loads, with choice beef up 89 cents to a new high for the week. December live cattle, $6.05 lower, 241.82 and a half. November feeders, limit down, 925 lower, 371.70, Chip.
Yeah, on the week, this is going to be pretty shocking, I think, you know, after the way the market performed today. December live cattle on the week, down 70 cents. That's it.
Okay.
Down 70 cents. November feeder cattle on the week, down $4.20, which is next to nothing when we're here at $370+.
Yeah. Well, and finally here, December lean hog futures gapped lower on Tuesday. Failed to fill that gap. That puts resistance at 84.35 to 84.45 in December lean hogs. Today, Dease hogs down 22.5 to 82.37.5. The Feb contract off 32.5, 84.77.5, Chip.
And December lean hogs on the week down $1.65. All right. It's College Roadshow on time. Heading to the University of Minnesota for a conversation with Ed Husett.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Bex. From farmers' first pass in the field to the final pass at harvest, it's a game plan rooted in faith and belief. See why at BexHybrids.com.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com. What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Friday afternoon. We've got a conversation coming your way with today's guest analyst, Ed Usett, extension professor and marketing specialist up there at the University of Minnesota. This, of course, is part of the U.S. Farm Report College Roadshow. You can get full coverage this weekend on U.S. Farm Report with Tyne Morgan. Let's bring him in. Ed, it is good to talk to you again. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, and it's wonderful to hear that Minnesota rouser in the background.
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, we aim to please around here. At least Big Apple Joe does. And if you really knew Big Apple Joe, you would find that just as surprising as I was when I said it.
We're going to need all the help we can get. We're taking on Nebraska tomorrow, and those Cornhuskers are a little better this year.
Yeah, they are. Yep, yep, yep. No doubt, no doubt. Ed, how long have you been at the university now?
25 years.
Maybe right at 25?
Yeah, wow. 28 years, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I had a life before the university. I was in private industry. I was a wheat buyer for flour mills. I traded in the hit of the Minneapolis Grain Exchange. So I'm not a lifer in the academic world, but I have enjoyed it.
Oh, good, good. You know, let's learn a little bit more about the College of Ag up there at the University of Minnesota. If you were sitting down and talking with a high school senior that is trying to figure out what their next step in their learning experience is going to be, and they wanted to know more about the University of Minnesota, what do you want them to know?
Well, it's a very good school. I'm a graduate of it. I'm biased. It's big. It spreads out throughout the city. And one of our appeals is the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul being big cities where the land-grant college is set. But we have a Minneapolis campus, and the Minneapolis campus is split in two, an east and a west bank with the Mississippi River running in between. But as I speak to you, I'm on the St. Paul campus, which was a wonderful little spot 8 miles away from the main campus. And, we've got test plots and the whole works going here. It's a great place.
Yeah, there are some really great opportunities for ag students there at the University of Minnesota to get practical experience at some of the experiment farms and so on, isn't there?
Well, yeah, that's available to them. We also, the Twin Cities are home to a lot of big players in the world of agriculture. Cargill is based in Minneapolis. CHS, the nation's largest grain merchandising co-op in the country. Land O'Lakes, one of your bigger dairy co-ops. General Mills, I've had several of my students go on to become buyers for General Mills. Just this week, I had a guest speaker into my class, a former student of mine from about 10 years ago. He trades cocoa for Cargill. A fascinating story.
Yeah, yep. Well, when they go through the economics coursework there at the University of Minnesota, they're going to run into you at some point up there, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They are. I teach a couple of courses up here. Neither one of them is a required course, but they're pretty big. I will get 40 to 60 students in my courses every semester.
All right. So tell us about the extension work that you do up there too, Ed.
I get out and about on invite to various places in the state to talk about grain markets, Chip. That's all I talk about. And I know couple of years ago, I was in Worthington doing a big program, and they told me that Chip Flory was the guest the year before me. So,
Well, they were happier when you were there than when I was there, I'm sure.
That's not what I'm thinking, but it went well.
So, okay, the conversations that you're having with farmers now through the extension and talking about the markets, what's the topic? How does the conversation get started, Ed?
China, trade, storage. These are the topics going on. Had you asked me 3 weeks ago how the soybean harvest is going to go, I would have been very, very concerned about our ability to put away that crop because it's not moving. Up here in you get to western Minnesota and particularly into the Dakotas, the movement of soybeans and a lot of corn is west by shuttle train. And of course, the soybean shuttles, they just aren't running. So I thought this whole system was going to get backed up and we wouldn't be able to find storage. But I can tell you, I've had some conversations this week. The soybean harvest is essentially over and they found room for it. They found a place to put it.
How? I mean, is this temporary storage or is it just a simple fact that there weren't as many bushels of beans out there as we thought there might be?
I think a little of both. A little of both. The soybean yields have been good, but modestly disappointing to some people. I think there's a lot of storage been built out in this part of the country over the last 10 years. And I'm wondering if we won't have a corn storage problem in the next week or two, because I think a lot of storage got taken for soybeans.
Okay. All right. Let's stay on the domestic side of things here for just a bit longer. All that crush capacity that is coming into the industry, a lot of it is up in the area that Minnesota growers, you get into the Southwest, the West Central, Minnesota growers can take advantage of this expansion in the crush capacity, right?
Yes, there's been a lot of expansion over the last 3 years. Oddly enough, Chip, the expansion has not been in Minnesota. I take that back. A few years ago, one of the plants expanded.
Right.
The Dakotas have been adding expansion capacity. But we're fortunate. Minnesota has five large crushing plants throughout the state. We have the capacity to process more than half the soybeans we produce in our state. Even though they've got a couple of big plants that have come on board in the Dakotas, they're not that fortunate. They've got enough capacity for maybe 30 to 40% of their crop.
Yeah, exactly. And you said it, there's just no trains heading to the Pacific Northwest export locations right now. And a big part of that is that China just is absent. There's no other way to say it, right?
Yeah, they're shut off. The crush capacity, as we think, stay on that topic for a moment. We did see a report a couple days ago, this NOPA crush, really surprised everyone. 10 million more bushels than the market expected in the month of September. And that sounds wonderful, and it is. The trend is good. But here's what concerns me. I think about it, 10 million bushels more. Let's do that for the full year. Let's surprise the market, 10 million bushels for 12 months. That's an extra 120 million bushels of domestic crush we didn't see happening. And it's also just a little over 10% of what China was importing from us from 2020 to 24. I mean, I hate to do math like that for you, Chip, but I mean, isn't that incredible?
You can't domestic use your way out of it, is what you're saying.
Not quickly. There's no short-term way out of that. Now, like I say, the trend is good. We're going higher, but it's going to take years.
Yeah.
It's going to take years if we think we're going that way.
Yeah, and the way things stand right now, the people that are out there thinking about putting money into a new crush facility are going to need a little bit more confidence or assurance from the biofuels policies before they do that, won't they, Ed?
Yeah, they do. A lot of this increase has come from a combination of mandates and tax credits and incentives, both at the federal and the state level. And that's always concerning when you're depending on government mandates or tax credits. Things that are given can be taken away.
Yeah, they certainly can be. And you know what? There are some issues that are on the surface that EPA can clear up for us right now. All they got to do is make a decision and announce that decision, and it would put some certainty back into the market.
Yeah, we need certainty. Oh,
yes, we do. Holy smokes, I cannot believe that got away from us as quickly as that did. We are in the middle of a conversation with Ed Usett, Extension Professor, Marketing Specialist at the University of Minnesota. He's up at the St. Paul campus. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about trade. What is China trying to accomplish? We'll cover that next with Ed.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At BEX, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. BEX honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Let's go to the markets page of profarmer.com and check today's closes. For December, HRW wheat futures were 2¾ higher, 491.5. December soft red wheat up a penny and a quarter to 503¾. December corn futures 0.75 higher at 422.5. March corn up a penny, 436.5. November soybean futures 8¾ higher, 1019.5. March beans close at 1050¾. That's up 7 cents on the day. Dease cotton up 55 points, 264.28. Look out for the livestocks. Dease fat cattle $6.05 lower at 241.82.5. Novi feeders down the limit, $9.25 lower, 371.70. And Dease hogs down 22.5 to 82.37.5. Get more, visit tryprofarmer.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower chances out there, but shower and thunderstorm chances increasing as we head deeper into the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy skies, a southwest wind. Tonight, rain and clouds move out. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 71 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. So glad that you are with us for this College Roadshow edition. We are at the St. Paul campus of the University of Minnesota for a conversation with Ed Youssef. Ed, of course, is an extension professor there at the University of Minnesota, marketing specialist for extension. And we got to go back to the trade issues here for just a second, Ed. We're still trying to figure out exactly where this is going to end up, obviously. Mm-hmm. But this conversation between the U.S. and China, President Trump and President Xi, it's there's a lot at risk, but there's a lot to be gained in these conversations, isn't there?
Yeah, we could turn things around very quickly with some sort of an agreement. My concern, I guess I have all sorts of concerns. Well, first of all, Chip, it's sort of a wonder how the market reacts every time we get the littlest snippet of news from the president. We're going to talk to him today, and boom, we're going higher. Next day, what do we have to talk about? Boom, we're going lower. We're very sensitive to it. I'm a little concerned that if we get some sort of funding bailout going in the, you know, first we have to go back to work with Congress. We have to reopen the government. And if they get some quick deal going and money handed out, you know what? I'm worried that the pressure is off to get something done, that we can be stubborn for a little bit longer. This is hurting both parties. This is bad for the Chinese economy and China in general. It's bad for us too. That's the name of the game with wars. Both sides get hurt.
Yeah. Now, believe me, I get it when we talk about agriculture and how important it is in this conversation. But it's not the big dog in all of this, is it? In the conversation on trade between the U.S. and China, I mean, there are other priorities that probably take a priority over agriculture.
There are other issues that are in the big picture bigger, but not for our audience, Chip.
Right.
For our audience, this is the front line. I've told producers, I would tell them in the first trade war, my comment to farmers was, if you want a trade war, you're going to learn quickly that you're on the front line taking the hill and the casualties. You're the ones going to get hit first.
Yep. And here we are again.
Here we are.
It feels a little, you know, it feels like a bidang. And this will get us over to talking about the market that I don't talk about enough on here. And I know that you like to talk about, so we're going to talk about wheat. But when you look at corn price compared to a year ago, we're higher. You look at bean price compared to a year ago, we're higher. Now, margins stink more than what they did a year ago. And that's the real factor there, right?
Yeah. The prices might be better. They're not a lot better, Chip.
No, that's
right. They're not a lot better. It's a very modest improvement. But a year ago and today, we're looking at prices that are well below production costs for all but a very few producers throughout the Corn Belt. It's a tough go right now.
Yes, it certainly is. If you want to talk about a market that is hurting on price-wise compared to a year ago, it's wheat. Wheat is just, oh, man, Ed, what an ugly market again.
Yeah, and it hurts me. I don't. It hurts to watch wheat just keep going lower and lower. We had good crops here in the U.S. We've got good crops coming from other major players. Wheat is different from soybeans. There's a lot of big players in the world of wheat. Argentina, Australia are coming through with some good crops. 3 years ago, we expected Ukraine and Russia and that war to really upend that wheat market. Hasn't happened. they're somehow getting the crop out, even though the Russian crop isn't as good as they'd like. We're surviving all that. And even at the retail level, we can take it to the retail level of wheat-based products, flour-based products. I've been looking at that. U.S. domestic consumption of wheat is essentially the same today in terms of total bushels as it was 25 years ago.
Yep.
But our population, 25% bigger. So what does that tell you? Yeah, you know, Chip, you and Davis, you got to start eating more bread, more cake, more more donuts, something like that, you know.
I'm telling you, every time USDA tries to move that food usage category in wheat by 5 million bushels, you just kind of want to reach out and slap their hand because you know it's coming back. And it just does not move. You are exactly right. So, and now you were talking about the Russia-Ukraine situation. Now it looks like President Trump and President Putin are getting ready to have a conversation. And with some of the momentum that we are seeing in peace efforts around the globe, we could remove Russia-Ukraine as an unknown for the wheat market too. Is that maybe what we're starting to do in here, Ed?
I'm a little skeptical on that.
Okay. Shit.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even think they have an agenda for their talk. You know, we're just going to get together and talk. And I don't know if I'd love to be proved wrong. I'd love to see that war come to end. I'm sure everyone would. We've got a president who's very busy. First, he's got a Chip. First, he has to lower the price of beef. Then he can take care of Ukraine. You know,
we've got
a lot on our plate. Yeah.
What quote unquote fixes or changes this wheat market going forward, Ed?
We need a major producer, and there are many of them, to trip. And they just haven't tripped. They haven't had supply problem in some time. And it doesn't take much to turn the wheat market, but we do have to have someone trip first. And it's not happening right now. I will say, I got to say in the case of wheat, I found this fascinating. The cash price is, you know, here in northwestern Minnesota, we're talking hard red spring wheat. And Chip, you reach across the country. You've got hard red winter wheat growers. You've got soft wheat growers. But up here in the north country, we've got wheat just under $5 a bushel. Do you know what the carry is? The cash market carry to January delivery, 50 cents a bushel.
Oh.
I'm seeing bids 50 cents over the current bid. That's less than 3 months away.
Yeah.
Now, we are also seeing big carries in corn and soybeans, 40 cents a bushel. I'm talking about forward bids, 40 cents out to April.
But why wouldn't an elevator then jump out there and say, listen, we're going to fill up every nook and cranny of storage space that we've got with spring wheat to grab that 3 month 50 cent carry? What, there's money to be made. Why aren't they bidding for it?
I'm not sure. They may not have the space. I'm assuming you've got elevators in northwestern Minnesota. They don't just handle wheat, they handle as much corn, more corn, more soybeans. They may be filled up, they may have business on the books for January, and they're a little worried about getting that covered. They'd like some commitments. I'm not sure what the motivation is there, but I've been looking at it, and I don't think I've ever seen a 50 cent carry in the cash market.
It's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah,
it really is. Okay, corn, beans, wheat. What do you expect between now and the end of the year? That ought to be an easy question to answer, Ed, with everything that's going on.
Oh, Lord. At least yesterday when we had Tyne here talking with myself and two of my colleagues, I could blow it off to the next person. Give it to the dean. You answer that one. You know, I can't handle that one. so much uncertainty. Anyone could be so wrong, particularly in the world of soybeans, because I'm bearish now. It doesn't feel good. But you know what? If they come to a deal with China in the next week, environment changes in a heartbeat. Corn, all three markets have big carries. And that tells me that if you have storage, you got to look at laying some of the risk off with some sales ahead at those high premiums. I like to believe, you know, we talk about harvest lows. I like to believe we'll see higher prices in the spring. No guarantees. There are no guarantees.
Yep, no guarantees. And then for 2026, first and foremost should be an effort to try to get these input costs under control, huh?
Yeah. Boy, you should have seen one of my colleagues, Stammerin Tyne, says, what can a producer do to lower their costs for next year? Boy, I'm glad she got that question. I have no idea what you do. I mean, you're kind of at the mercy of those input costs.
Yeah, and you know, guys have, if there was meat to trim off the bone, the meat's been trimmed off the bone.
Yeah. And I don't think I don't think people are looking at an easy cut there.
No, that's exactly right. Ed, it's always fun to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time for us, and good luck to the Gophers over the Huskers here this weekend.
Hey, thank you. You just made a bunch of Nebraska people mad, Chip.
I did. That's okay. They can handle it. We'll see you, Ed. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, and every season.
Farmers, producers, and ranchers, this is for you. Now more than ever, it's crucial to manage risk and receive assistance with marketing. And why not meet in a fun atmosphere with other ag professionals for it? We invite you to head on over to Nashville, Tennessee for the annual AgMarket.net Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference. The general session for farmers, producers, and ranchers is February 1st through the 2nd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel. To register, head to AgMarket.net and click on the banner ad at the top of our website or call 844-4AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com. Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Bex. From farmers' first pass in the field to the final pass at harvest, it's a game plan rooted in faith and belief. See why at BexHybrids.com. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson. Glad to be here with y'all. Chip Flory is here as well. Chip, on Tuesday, when I was behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk, yeah. We talked about fertilizer prices. I read off, they were about a week and a half old at the time, okay. The numbers that I had in front of me. They've been refreshed as of today, and okay. I did promise our beloved audience that I would try to find time to let them know if we got updates here. And sure enough, if you like lower prices, you might like what I have to say here. Let's start with Iowa. This from USDA. The Iowa report here. I've got anhydrous ammonia. Now we were up across the board and not by a little in the most recent report before this one. So Tuesday, okay. I felt like I was kind of delivering some tough news. Today, I'm pleased to tell you anhydrous ammonia in the state of Iowa down an average of $46.18 to a range of $755 to $800 per short ton. At a statewide average of $776.25, off almost $50 over the two-week period. Liquid nitrogen, 32%, down $8.17, $4.72 per short ton. And here's MAP, still overpriced, but down $8.46. That's something, anyway. $902.67 is the average there. That goes on a range from $868 to $941 per short ton. Jeez. In the state of Iowa. Yeah. Man. Potash, gentle potash, down $13.71 in the most recent report here. $487.67 is the average bid there. $451 to $525 is our range. And we saw a big decline in number two farm diesel. Beloved Ruby Red in the last report. We're down another 2 cents in this report per gallon. Now at $2.84 per gallon in Iowa. These are lower, Chip, but I would argue not low enough, especially looking at that phosphate number.
$750 anhydrous.
Yeah. So let's look over to Illinois. Same deal over here. We've got one decliner, but at least most prices are steady there. Anhydrous ammonia, in fact, in Illinois, steady at $8.16. per short ton on a range of $774 to $885 is the high end of the range there for an average of $816, unchanged over the period. DAP, Here we are down. That one's down. $2.22. Meh. $8.79.56. That range goes all the way up. The upper end of that range is at $930 per short ton for your diammonium phosphate, $18.46.0. I've got 28% UAN up $3 in Illinois, $438.60. 32% is unchanged on the week at $475. It's been unchanged for several weeks at $475. I'm not sure how to read that. Sometimes that just means that the retailers, are sort of unsure. They just don't quite know where to put it, so they just leave it. Because yeah. The range is, there is no range. It just is 475 on the range as well. And that kind of gives me the creeps a little bit. Over to MAP, unchanged, 839.33. Potash up 42 cents, 493.92. And urea in the state of Illinois on a range of $575 to $625 per short ton, unchanged over the report period at $607. Chip?
So when... You still follow the fertilizer, obviously, still follow the fertilizer markets closely. But when you were living and breathing it every day, MAP and DAP were about the same price as potash, weren't they?
Yes. Yes, they absolutely were. Yep. Yeah. They've basically doubled since the good old days. And the same deal with anhydrous. I can remember... talking about $400 anhydrous, I think I even maybe printed $385 anhydrous at one point was really, really low. There was a three handle on it, you know?
But that's right. But anhydrous prices go up and down and up and down and up and down. The DAP and MAP, this is the first time that I recall prices being as high as they are.
Yes. They've come down from their peaks a year and a half ago, I think, is when they peaked out. But, yeah, this business at $839.33 for MAP, that's for the birds, $879. I mean, imagine because it's local, it depends on your retailer. The high end of that range on DAP is $930, bro. That's insanity. Man. That's crazy. We talked on Tuesday with the gang from Breaking Barriers at R&D. David Hula really likes lime, especially in conjunction with P&K. If you're looking to sort of supercharge your applications and really make it stick and work, lime may be the way to go on that.
Yep.
I'm not an agronomist.
Get a balanced soil pH and then go.
Yeah. And it might be the year to spring for some kind of soil test or something. If you haven't in a while, get it looked at. Let's dial it in as
grit
best
it.
We can. And
grit it for sure.
And work it out. One more thing. We talked to Ed Usett from the U of Minnesota, and I took this to heart. And he said this to you and me specifically. We got to eat more bread and more cake. Challenge accepted, sir. That's a professor talking, Chip. I can't dispute him. There's more cake in my future.
It's hard to go against Ed.
You can't argue with
that.
No.
You should not argue with that. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook for October 23rd through the 27th. Above normal temperatures expected across the Corn Belt. Above normal precipitation, southern South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, western Iowa, western Missouri. You've got near normal to below normal from North Dakota at a curve down through eastern Iowa, Illinois, and into western Kentucky and Tennessee. The 8 to 14 day, this is for the 25th through the 31st. Above normal temperatures stick around. Above normal precipitation expected across most of the Corn Belt. Thank you so much for listening today. Come back on Monday morning. We've got a conversation with Machinery Pete and Senator Chuck Grassley here on AgriTalk.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country.
At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is MediShare. That's
right, of course. Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in, and it's just what you need. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks at the White House between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky.